You are about to hear from someone who likes his four-wheel driving with a chance of driving up vertical cliffs and snapping his rig in half.
What?
I know, it's quite amazing. Trent
insane.
Nicholson and his navigator Aaron Cook are keen four-wheel drivers from Toowoomba, and I caught up with them at about this time yesterday on their journey to Cliffhanger in Cobar, New South Wales. I asked Trent where they were exactly.
Copy that. Hang on, I better find out where we even are. We're in Warren in New South Wales after leaving Toowoomba this morning. We just pulled up to get some fuel on our way. We've about 150 k's left to Cobar, I believe it is, 180.
And you're heading to Cobar for important and significant four-wheel driving event.
Yeah, correct. So it's Cliffhanger four-wheel drive event. This year there's quite a number of cars. I think there was originally 70, 80 entrants with driver Navi. And then I think we've now dropped down to sort of mid-60s, I believe, and it has different classes. So you got your standard, which is basically your registered cars. You got a challenger class and a buggy class. So there's different difficulties of it all, and most of them from challenger. Big event. Like, there's a couple of blokes from Western Australia coming up, as far as Rockhampton, and, yeah, all around the place, really. So it's going to be good.
And before we dig a little deeper into Cliffhanger and what you're hoping to do, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background in four-wheel driving?
Bit of a hobby, an addiction. Started off when I was younger and sort of carried on. We started a couple of small events like Rocket Comp, held just outside Toowoomba, and we then sort of worked our way up and we went to Logan Challenge. We then branched out to Barora and Two Car Challenge, and low-made three-car challenge, and just working our way up and building a bigger car over the sort of 3-4 years. And this is, Cliffhanger is something I've been aiming for quite some time, you know, gaining skills and knowledge and building the car for it. And now I think we're ready and we're going to give it a go.
And a lot of people listening probably have done four-wheel driving to some extent, but the competition four-wheel driving that you do, it's a little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit different. Like, everyone's got the different types of four-wheel driver levels. Some call four-wheel driving going at the beach with the family. Some, you know, go off to the forestries and designated four-wheel drive parks, and some of the tracks get pretty wild there. And this one offers different difficulties from, you know, GPSing. It's over 49,000 acres. So we've got a couple of GPS locations we've got to race to. We've got a couple of big winch walls. So, yeah, your skills are sort of broadened out through the whole event, plus trying to keep the car together over 6 days.
And I'm not much of a four-wheel driver myself. I mean, my brother's interested in it, and he's hung out with you a fair bit, so maybe a little bit of that has rubbed off on me. But you mentioned winch walls. Does that tie into the name Cliffhanger? Is that like a vertical drive, basically?
Yeah, so they've got their notorious winch wall, so it's out of a creek bed. And I believe I read somewhere that it's in a different area every year. And from what I understand, this winch wall is nearly up to 7 metres vertical at some stage. So on the back of our cars, commonly used for areas without, you know, trees we can put our winch onto, they call a ground anchor. So in scenarios, if we got that 7-metre wall, we would have to use that ground anchor to pull the top lip of that down so we were able to winch ourselves up and over, because obviously you can't drive up a vertical wall. Unfortunately.
And your full drive, it's a bit special, isn't it? It's kind of a one of a kind, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, well, I said everyone puts you know, different bits and pieces to what works in them. Mine's known as the Crew Troll. I bought off a bloke who'd done a conversion. It was a Nissan chassis with a Land Cruiser 45 series body put on it. I've then broadened the range of that and removed the TD motor and put a Nissan, Falcon XR6 turboed motor in it. So it's a bit of everything now.
Yeah, it's a bit of like a Franken truck. So it's got bits and pieces from everywhere.
Yeah.
As far as competition goes, how seriously are you taking it? Is this kind of just like a big pilgrimage for you? Sort of I've seen pictures of trucks that are loaded with four-wheel drives and dune buggies and all kinds of things heading out to Cobar. Are you going down to try and win some competitions?
Look, if we won it, I'm going to go buy a lot of tickets. my goal, honestly, for this event is just to finish it. There's this event notorious for breaking cars. So if I made it to the end of the week with my car still in one piece, missing one or two maybe tracks, I'd be wrapped. I'd be over the moon. You know, quick shout out to everyone on the school holidays. If you're free, shoot up to Cobar and come have a watch. It's a spectator friendly event, and you know, with facilities and camping and food and toilets and showers. So, you know, if you're around, definitely come watch. It'd be a good weekend.